Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the World Health Organization had a headline the other day about the Marburg virus disease. And some of you were like, what? Wait, COVID, Marburg sounds familiar. Well, Marburg. That's how I pronounce it, Marburg. Sounds familiar because a few years ago I talked about how we had a little bit of a cluster of cases. Cluster, trust me, everything's a cluster these days, but a little cluster of cases. And Marburg is awfully similar to Ebola. And when we had a little bitty outbreak, not here, but I think in Uganda, the World Health Organization kind of sounded the alarm. Now, the World Health Organization has a couple jobs to do. One is to limit the spread of a disease so that it doesn't become an epidemic and a pandemic. That's their job. Overall, throughout the years, they've been doing a fairly good job, except for COVID. And when President Trump had a major issue with the World Health Organization's role and prompt response to COVID, he did what he does to, you know, often, is he fires them. And he blocks money going to them because he thought that they weren't doing their job. So the World Health Organization, you're going to hear a lot about, because they want to show they are doing their job. That's not for you or I to debate how much of a job they're doing or how good a job they're doing. But I do have to give them credit for what they did with Marburg. So apparently somebody died of this Ebola-like virus about a week ago. They've already isolated 155 potential contacts. Now, if you thought COVID was bad, an Ebola pandemic would be just awful. And Marburg, rather than having a less than 1% mortality rate, has an 88% mortality rate. So in 2017, we're told that three people got this in Uganda, all three people died. And this is one of those viruses that has the potential, like Ebola did in the 2014-2016 outbreak, where it could spread like wildfire. So Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, states, "We applaud the alertness and the quick investigative action by Guinea health workers, because apparently this person died in Guinea. The potential for the Marburg virus to spread far and wide means we need to stop it in its tracks." Now, according to a World Health Organization statement, Gugekdao, where Marburg has been confirmed, is also the same region where cases of the 2021 Ebola outbreak in Guinea, as well as the 2014-2016 West Africa outbreak, were initially detected. So Guinea was kind of ground zero. That is not where we want, sadly, another outbreak. So Marburg was originally identified in 1967. There were two simultaneous outbreaks that occurred in Marburg and Frankfurt, Germany. That's why when people go, wait, Marburg doesn't sound African in name, it's because I believe it's from Germany. And an outbreak in Serbia also appeared to occur at the same time. But that's when Marburg was originally identified. Since then, isolated cases have popped up in Kenya, Angola, South Africa, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So Marburg falls in the same family as Ebola, the Filoviridae family. Just like Ebola, it causes hemorrhagic fever. Victims may bleed, have fever, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, muscle aches, rash, red eyes, sore throat, abdominal pain, to name a few. Now, Marburg is transmitted to humans from monkeys and bats, like the African fruit bat and the Rosettus bat. And similarly to Ebola, humans can then spread it to other humans, especially during body preparation for burial. Saliva, tears, vomit, semen, and blood can also transmit Marburg virus from human to human. In fact, I think they recommend that if you had Marburg virus, you use condoms or avoid sex for a certain amount of time because you could spread it. And if you remember with Ebola, it was, I think, Christmas 2013 when there was a child that had gotten sick with Ebola. And this was before the Ebola epidemic. And so the family tried to take care of the sick kid, then they got it, and a whole bunch of family members died, and after that was like family zero. So how do you treat Marburg or Ebola? Well, we really don't have, you know, let's say for Marburg, a treatment or vaccine. We do use ZMapp for Ebola. I think it's still unclear if we could use ZMapp for Marburg. Its incubation period ranges from 5 days to 2 weeks. Those exposed might have to isolate for up to 21 days. Even though we isolate with COVID 14 days, you need another week with Marburg. And, 2 weeks, I don't even remember what I did last Friday. So if you don't know where you were a couple weeks ago or don't even remember, that could be hard for contact tracing. So there's RNA interfering treatments, antivirals, monoclonal antibodies. Those are being researched as potential treatments. But the reason why these are headlines is because Marburg is very similar to Ebola. And here we were in modern day in the 21st century. 28,600 people got infected with Ebola and 11,380 people died. So the World Health Organization, as well as other countries, you know, that have power, want to make sure that this doesn't spread and this doesn't sadly mimic. So I, have been very against lockdown. I have been against kids being kicked out of school. I've been against people thrown in jail, over COVID and mask issues. But if there was any silver lining to what happened with COVID, is the country is hopefully better prepared for if Ebola or Marburg does hit our country, we at least could lock down and know how to do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel, who is rocking the dials. Big thanks to GCN, who makes the show happen. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think we're supposed to be having the FCC and FEMA test soon where they're going to buzz our cell phones. If at all it doesn't happen, they have a scheduled backup test, I think, on August 25th or 26th. So we might be going offline, which is why I'm Facebook Live-ing, because it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's supposed to be like a loud bing, and there's supposed to be a buzz, and I don't know what's going to happen. And some people are worried that that means there's going to be some sort of insidious thing happening where it allows, I guess, the government to access all our phones. I mean, you guys see what's on my phone. I'll have some Michael Fassbender pictures, some Viggo Mortensen pictures. I have a lot of funny memes, a lot of pictures of my cats and dogs. Not that many of my kids, because they don't like me taking pictures of them.
But although I did post a picture of me and my son, because my son, he, like, when he smiled once, he looked like my brother. And I'm like, he looks like my brother. And somebody said, but he looks like you. And I go, well, you know, if he looks like my brother, maybe he does look like me. So I posted a picture, and I go, yeah, my little baby looks like me. It's really cool when you have eggs, and those eggs turn up to be grown men now, and they still look like their mama, because they're still babies. They're my little baby eggs. All right, so while we wait for our FEMA test, we're going to go get through this all together. There's an emergency broadcast alert. They want to make sure, I guess, we're all on the same page. They could reach out to us in case they need to tell us to mask up again. All right, I get it. I get it. I mean, you know, I like how they have it in Kansas and the Midwest for tornadoes where you could, you know, there's just some sounds outside and you could hear what's going on. And, you know, but because we're all glued to our phones will buzz. So that's supposed to happen at the 20-minute mark. So we'll see. All right, it'd be very interesting. I might even get kicked off air. They said we might even have to reboot. But the segment for that was scheduled for this next, this period of time, was talking about buying a car. So here we have President Biden suggesting that, well, not suggesting, he has a goal of half the cars being electric by 2030. Now, I don't know about you guys, but electric cars are pretty expensive, so that's too rich for my blood. All right, I kind of like the old, I like the old school, you know, cheap cars that are standard and don't have power windows. I could roll down my own window. I don't need a power window. You know, filled up with gas. You could drive from Vegas to L.A. on one tank. Those are the types of cars I like. But things are going to be moving to electric. And people are kind of now, I guess, in that in-between stage where it's not 2030 yet. It's 2021. And should they buy a car? Should they be, you know, well, when you look to buy a car, it's expensive. Cars are pretty expensive. Apparently, they're in short supply with microchips. Apparently, the pandemic messed up a whole bunch of things when it came to parts, when it came to production of things, because COVID closed down factories. People got sick, so maybe couldn't go to work. And so, sadly, we are seeing prices 18% over MSRP. I guess the Chevy Silverado 2500 was 70% over when people were calling about car prices. Consumer Reports, I guess, is going to be coming out with their listing of prices. I like Consumer Reports. So what, you know, financing is hard because if you didn't pay rent, because you couldn't pay rent and you didn't have a job, how are you going to get a car loan? So I don't like buying new cars. I like buying used cars with a warranty. It's just, I think it's a waste of money to buy a new car. You drive it off the lot and it loses half its value. So I'm more of a used car kind of gal. I also am not a fan of expensive leases because you could Uber and it'd probably be cheaper. I do like the idea of owning my vehicle and getting it fixed up. I think we tried the lease thing and it was really kind of expensive. And then you didn't own anything. It was like you rented the car. And, you know, for those of us that only really drive, you know, to a studio and back or to a doctor's office and back, I don't think you really need to, you know, have a very expensive vehicle for that. You just need something that can get you there and back. A lot of the millennials and Zs Uber. Now, I don't know if I would do that. Us Gen Xs and boomers, we really like to have a vehicle. But what I would suggest anybody do is, rather than run out and buy a fully electric car, because there aren't enough power grids, I think the cars are going to get cheaper, because if Biden wants half the cars on the road to be electric by the year 2030, they're going to have to lessen, it's going to have to become cheaper. And I don't want you to be the one that spent 50 to 70 grand on a car. But I would maybe do a couple things. Either one is consider hybrid. Because if we are going electric, maybe your hybrid car will count. Because I don't know what's going to happen to those of us, especially with the way the government is making all these new rules. I don't know if those having, you know, fuel engines are going to be in trouble. But I would also avoid spending a lot of money on anything right now. Being a physician, I really am intrigued at what's going to happen to medicine, what's going to happen to our medical bills. I know that with this new Build Back Better plan, they're going to try to make prescription drugs cheaper, but I really don't know what they're doing about people's high deductibles with the ACA, people being able to pay their medical bills. Now that people's credit is kind of destroyed, not having a job for a year and a half, not paying rent for a year and a half, I don't think a lot of people are really worried about their medical bills. So if people aren't paying their medical bills, costs for medicine is going to go up. Hospitals are going to close. So it's going to be a big cluster. And I would rather you guys have more liquid. I think all of us need to make sure we have some money in the bank. I just feel like the poop is still yet to come. And a lot of us are going to be in trouble. And it's going to be very hard for the government to say, well, look, you still don't have to pay your mortgage. You still don't have to pay for things because things are going to cost, and they're going to need business owners to be able to pay taxes. So I would avoid any expensive car. I would get a used car. Remember, it's 9 years away, this whole 2030 plan, in terms of electric cars, and that's only half the cars in the nation. So you could be the other half going, sorry, I don't have electric yet. But I would probably purchase a car that's not that expensive. Make sure there's some sort of warranty, because cars always poop out. Our air conditioning poops out. Or I can't open the trunk of my car. Do you guys know this? There's a button I could push for my trunk to open. And it only opens up 5 millimeters and then it immediately closes. So I can't get my fingers in there. Not that you should get your fingers in there. So I can't open up my trunk. So when I buy groceries, I have to put it in the front seat because it's a two-seater. And it's ridiculous. So I can't buy waters. I just buy less groceries because I can't open my trunk. We did take it in. It didn't get fixed. So, and by the way, don't have soda in your car because the soda explodes, right? The soda exploded into my radio and I didn't realize it. And my radio wouldn't play DVD, my discs, my CDs. This was when we used to use CDs. And so I brought it into the dealership going, oh yeah, the radio's broken. And they're like, this is Coke. And I go, no, I don't do drugs. They go, no, soda pop. You have soda in here. And I go, no, I don't, you know, because I cleaned it really good. They're like, there's soda in here. So don't have soda in your car because that messes with your music. And I can't drive if I don't have my music. Otherwise, I'm forced to sing. So, I get it. People want a plan. And by the way, where was our FEMA test? I purposely didn't do a super good, strong segment because I expect, unless we've been off air. Are we off air? Hold on a second. Let me see if we're off air. Let me see. No, we're still on. Where's our FEMA test? Looks like they have some issues. Watch. As a result, now they're going to say, look, we need more money. FCC and FEMA is going to be like, look, guys, we need more funding. You see? Build back better. What about build a better back? Somebody could trademark that. Build a better back. That'd be pretty good for a chiropractor. So get something reliable, get something cheap, just buy what you need. Same thing with a house. If you don't need a 4-bedroom house, move into an apartment. Right? You know, if you don't need what you have, start saving money. I'm just now in saving money mode. All right. If you notice, I'm doing a lot of rewears. I'm not going to buy clothes for a while. I don't really wear jewelry. I've kind of cut back on getting my lashes done to save money. I think we just need to start saving money, having just that little bit of capital. Cars right now are expensive. Don't overpay. Things are going to get cheaper. Once these dealerships see that nobody's spending money, and remember, 2022 is coming up, which means the dealerships are going to want to get rid of their 2021 inventory. It's really hard to sell a new car that's a year old. So just be patient. Be patient. Carpool. All right, so there's a lot of things you could do. Oh, which that's going to be interesting. How do you tax per mile if somebody's carpooling? 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top man in the Senate is taking a victory lap after two big wins in the Senate this week. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it a significant legislative week, but warning about tough work ahead. The New York Democrats saying the budget resolution bill will help the American people out a great deal.
We passed a robust budget resolution that will grow the middle class in the 21st century and give more Americans a chance to get into the middle class.
Republicans are worried about tax hikes and continuing inflation. Southwest Airlines is blaming the coronavirus Delta variant for weaker bookings. The airline lowering its profit and revenue forecast on Wednesday, becoming the second airline in less than a week to warn that the fast-spreading Delta variant will cut into results. Southwest expecting their August operating revenue to be 15 to 20% lower than a year ago. USA Radio News. There's growing concerns about soaring gas prices in the United States. The White House is pressing OPEC and oil-producing allies to hike oil production in an effort to get gas prices down. An unnamed official saying the administration is anxious to use whatever tools it has to get gas prices reduced. Roughly 200 current and former Navy SEALs swam across the Hudson River in New York earlier this week as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks. Veteran Andy Rios was among them.
Thinking about, you know, all the lives lost that were here, you know, and what great sacrifices that we had to do as a country and as a people to get us where we're at now. You know, just taking it all in, it's very difficult to put it into words, you know.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know, no FEMA buzz. We were supposed to get our big buzz, big alert from the FCC FEMA about 13 minutes ago. Government does things on their own time. That kind of worries me. Does that worry you that we're supposed to have an emergency system in place? It's been planned for months. Doesn't happen, which means if there's an emergency going on right now, we don't know about it. My cell phone's on. I have my cell phone on throughout the whole time, so that isn't very reassuring. Anyway, let's move on. Two Georgia basketball coaches have been charged with murder in the death of a 16-year-old girl who died following an outdoor practice in extreme heat. This is something we see time and time again. Kids falling with heat exhaustion or getting very ill because of
practice during the dead of summer. And a Clayton County grand jury recently returned an indictment charging LaRosa Maria Walker Esquire and Dwight Broom Palmer with second-degree murder, second-degree child cruelty, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless conduct. The charges are in connection to the August 2019 death of Imani Bell, an Elite Scholars Academy student who died after members of the girls' basketball team practiced outdoors in temperatures that reached the high 90s. Walker Esquire was the head basketball coach, and Palmer was an assistant, according to the family's attorney, Justin Miller. Both were at the practice and had been in charge of the children. This according to the AP Press. At the press conference on Wednesday, the family and attorneys thanked the district attorney for bringing charges. The incident in question did not have to happen, Miller said. And court documents do not list attorneys for the coaches. And I don't think we have any statements. But back in February, Bell's family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against school administrators and said the team was doing a conditioning drill when Bell collapsed after running up the football stadium steps. The heat index that day for the Jonesboro area, where the school is located, was between 106 to 108 degrees. Now, Jonesboro is about 20 miles south of downtown Atlanta. Bell was taken to the hospital, died of heat-related cardiac arrest and kidney failure. Didn't have to happen. Chris Stewart, another attorney for the family, said at a February press conference that there was a heat advisory the day practice was held. The weather forecast had put out a warning that outdoor activity should be limited due to the heat, he told reporters. They say, we are every day learning to live with the loss of our daughter, according to her mother, Dorian, realizing that this is nothing that will ever go away, that it will always be here. A piece of me is missing, but we're learning to live. So, you know, that I don't know if the coaches are still employed or not. The district is the Clayton County Public Schools. But interestingly, when my son was on the field, I believe this was during football summer practice. I think it was in August. Apparently, there was an administrator that went out on the field to warn the coach about the heat because these kids were in gear, padding, and it was hot. It was easily over 100-some degrees in Vegas. And rumor has it, the coach cussed this person out. He was clergy. Cussed him out, saying, get the blank off my field. I manage my own team. Now, there were people giving the kids water, but I remember thinking to myself, oh, that's a lawsuit about to happen. Anything happened to any of these children, wow. And, you know, luckily, nobody died in practice or anything like that, but, you know, it's one of those things where people don't talk about it a lot, but coach bullying and coach dominance and how... I talk to kids when I would do sports physicals. So I've been doing sports physicals for decades. And I tell them, look, if you're having chest pain or shortness of breath, you need to stop your activity because that could be a sign of an impending heart problem. We could screen you, but if we're not doing scans of your heart, if we don't hear a murmur, if we don't, you know, if we're not doing every test possible, there's no way to tell what could happen during heat or during dehydration or during extreme exercise. I personally like doing an EKG on anybody having a sports physical, but it's not recommended. And I really think kids, and in fact, this year, I think the American Academy of Pediatrics agreed that heart screens should be done on all kids, sports or not. So I'm a big fan of screenings, but I know a lot of them don't get paid for, and there's a lot of debate on if you could get false positives. But when a child hears me say that, if you're having chest pain or trouble breathing during your activity to stop, they look at me like I'm crazy because they know their coach won't let them. So I would put on every sports physical, stop activity immediately if chest pain or shortness of breath. Now, I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, so I went to 12 schools back and forth, and we would have to run track, and it would be 112 degrees or whatever it would be, and you would be short of breath, you would have cramps, and yeah, you had to, as a kid, just keep going. You couldn't stop. And I don't really remember in any of my 12 schools somebody collapsing, you know, from a heart condition, but we knew it could happen. And so I think teachers and sports, they think that the doctor sports clearance that gets done is enough. Telemedicine, most telemedicine doctors are not supposed to be doing those unless they have access to the form. Many parents will call and say, can you do my kid's sports physical? And I go, I can't listen to their heart. I can't have them squat, listen for murmurs. I can't do that. Not from here. And I do think there's some parents that forge the forms. They don't have the money to go to the doctor. They don't have the time. And they're like, my kid is good. The problem is, if anything happens to that kid, they immediately ask the doctor, what happened? And the doctor's like, but I didn't see the kid. I mean, look at the issue we're having now with all these fake COVID vaccine cards. They call it dark web, right? But we have an underground of, you know, people go, look, I'll just fill it out here. $25, I'll fill it out. Well, that's why doctors can lose their license. You clear a kid and they have a condition. So I don't know what's going to happen in terms of coaches. One of the reasons why coaches are as successful as they are in sports is because they push kids to their limit. And in academics, in medicine, we've been pushed to our limit. In sports, people are pushed to our limit. But as Simone Biles has shown us, and many others, and Michael Phelps, sometimes being pushed to the limit has its consequences. And so, you know, where is the fine balance? You know, I know personal trainers, they kind of have it down. They're like, you could do 10 more, 10 more, you could do 10 more. Come on, give me 10 more. And there's really no consequences if you can't do those 10 more. But in sports, there are consequences. You get kicked off the team. If you don't, you know, allow that team to win, or that coach thinks you're the reason they lose, you get kicked off. And so, you know, even though they can't technically force you or imprison you, that's huge for a kid. Nobody wants to be kicked off a team. That's scary stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, I went through medicine old school, and I appreciate a lot of the training I got. I don't appreciate some of the methods. So I think the methods do have to be changed up, but they really need to rethink outdoor practice and the heat if we are going to be of the mindset that the earth is getting warmer and that summers are getting hotter. Then we need to approach our workouts differently. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe football season needs to extend deeper into the spring semester, because fall semester is just too short with the temperature being so warm. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Southwest Airlines is warning that the Delta variant is hurting its business. The carrier said in its regulatory filing today that customers this month have been booking fewer flights and are increasingly canceling the trips they've already booked. That prompted Southwest to lower its operating revenue estimates for the month to 15% to 20%. Below what it took in August 2019, and they said they did have a profitable July, but the negative recent effects of the pandemic will make turning a profit difficult in third quarter. The airline expects September revenue will be down 15% to 25% compared to the same month in 2019, but they do believe that Labor Day travel remains healthy thus far. Shares were flat today. So, the Southwest expected that they were going to have a nice big, you know, boost. But airlines are very interesting predictors of what happens with the economy, because in order for a person to travel and get to where they need to go, and for that hotel to get booked or that meeting or conference to take place, they need to know that people are actually traveling. And when Southwest says people aren't booking their flights, it's a sign. Now, Christmas is still a ways off. Thanksgiving is still a ways off. And my husband was all excited about taking a trip. My son and his girlfriend wanted us to go with them when they go on a cruise, a small cruise. And I'm thinking to myself, don't do it. The guys, I don't know if we have another wave. If then, you know, we're going to be, you know, forced to all take tests. And the probability of, even though we're all vaccinated, one of us still testing positive can mess up the trip. And, not, you know, I'm like, I just don't trust any of these travel changes and any of the you know, nuances that happen that cause, you know, whatever you want to plan to go out the window. But they already start to buy tickets. So, you know, maybe wishful thinking, but I'm just not that positive about what's happening with travel in the winter. And I really think vaccinated individuals are still going to be subjected to testing. And I do believe that a lot of asymptomatic people are going to test positive. So if you're going to test positive when you're vaccinated and you're with a group of people, do you leave somebody behind? No. So we'll see what happens. Now, a handful of cities is trying to offer money to get you to live there and work remotely. Yahoo Finance brings up an interesting case. Chanel Sherlin was living in limbo last year when she gave up her apartment in L.A. She moved to her parents' house in Vail, Colorado, and she worked there remotely at the height of the pandemic. Why not? Why spend money on a Los Angeles apartment, which could be close to $2,000 a month? Depending on where you live, of course. And she's a 30-year-old social media strategist. Now, she heard that a nonprofit in Northwest Arkansas was offering $10,000 and a mountain bike to qualified out-of-towners to relocate to the area to work remotely. So she applied. She moved into a 3,400-square-foot four-bedroom house in the Ozark Mountains. She bought for $405,000. She is going to live upstairs, rent out the lower floor. If she had done this in L.A., it would have been at least a $2 million home. She said it's just not feasible to really buy something in L.A. She's excited. So Northwest Arkansas is among a group of cities and states and regions that are offering as much as $20,000 to entice people to move to their areas. They say some, like the Ozarks, are trying to create a pool of highly skilled workers to help fill job openings. Others aim to build up a skilled workforce to attract companies. Others are still combating long-standing population declines. Some are looking to fill new housing complexes. So I think that's interesting that a city would offer people to move and spend money. They say cities have spent hundreds of millions of dollars offering tax breaks and other incentives to lure companies. A handful of cities with the largest clusters of innovative companies, like San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose, Washington, D.C., and Boston, have attracted workers, helping them draw in more business, but smaller towns that lacked vibrant ecosystems of employers and workers are left now with shrinking tax bases. And so this is kind of what happened with Detroit. A lot of people left. They were taxpayers. Now there's less tax money going in, and I think the city filed bankruptcy. I think Oakland had a similar issue. So smaller communities want people to come back and pay taxes. So they think it's an investment where if you pay them $10,000 or $20,000 to move, they'll do it. Smaller communities do have lower cost of living, less congestion, better quality of life. And if you're working remotely, why not? So, it's interesting. I can work remotely doing what I'm doing. I'm doing radio. I could see patients remotely. It's difficult for me to move because I love Las Vegas. This is my home. I have my family here. I have my friends here. But you do have a lot of individuals that move to a city just for the job. And if they don't necessarily have to be there, why be there? And if you can move to the Midwest or move to the South and save money, you know, I don't know. So I think it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, people will shift and how the market will change in terms of that. Jeopardy has definitely gone through some changes. When Alex Trebek died of pancreatic cancer, Jeopardy has been testing hosts, have been, you know, trialing a variety of hosts, and they decided to go with two hosts. This is the first time since their history. And Sony Pictures Television is going to announce that Jeopardy executive producer Mike Richards is going to host the long-running syndicated program. Then actress Mayim Bialik will host. Blossom. She played Blossom. She's like a neuroscientist. She went to college. She's like really, really smart. And she's been in a lot of, she might have even been in the Big Bang Theory. But she's going to host primetime and spinoff specials. And so the current version of the show was hosted by the late Alex Trebek for 36 years. And there's been a series of guest hosts following his death. Richards has been a frontrunner because he's a producer. He's going to start season 38 as the host of The Daily Show. And Bialik is going to host a spinoff series, Jeopardy National College Championship. So interesting, Katie Couric, LeVar Burton, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers even tried to host it. I need to see some of those clips. Anderson Cooper, George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts. Richards came under fire for his previous role at The Price is Right. So there's been a lot of allegations and disputes and drama. But game shows such as Jeopardy, not going to be without their drama. The medical industry is not without their drama. In my neck of the woods, the board had to suspend licenses for two people who were performing invasive surgeries at their medical spa. Dr. Marianne DeForest Phillips and physician assistant Tammy Lynn Hankins have been accused of multiple medical practice violations at Vida Spa. Apparently, they administered propofol to 72 patients, performed invasive surgical procedures, even though Vida Spa is not a surgical facility. This is according to the medical board. And I believe Dr. Phillips is an anesthesiologist. So you start to wonder, what were they doing? So the PA is accused of 53 violations, including unlicensed practice of medicine, inappropriate prescribing of controlled substances, illegal injection of Botox and dermal fillers, and administering conscious sedation. So I believe Hankins was working under the Dr. Phillips's license. And so when your PA does things that are not allowed, you get in trouble too. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But please don't go to medical spas for invasive procedures. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.